73. Actor producer Channing Tatum now pulling a movie that he's had in the works with the now disgraced Harvey Weinstein and the Weinstein Company. Tatum cutting all ties with that studio. Here's Mark Mayfield.
The Magic Mike star and producing partner Reed Carolan announced in a statement on Wednesday that they won't develop a film about high school sexual abuse or anything else at the Weinstein Company. They're pulling out because of growing claims of sexual harassment, abuse, and rape against former studio chief Harvey Weinstein. Tatum tweeted that the women who have come forward about Weinstein are heroes to him and Carolyn.
Forecasters say it's good news for the fight against wildfires in Northern California. The first rain of the season is to start later today and continue tonight. This is USA Radio News.
Attention floor buyers. The 6th annual fall flooring yard sale is going on now at Lumber Liquidators. Get high quality flooring at low yard sale prices, like Woodlook waterproof floors from just 39 cents. All Dream Home X2O water resistant laminate is on sale. Prefinished hardwood is starting at $149. Get more deals in store while supplies last. Plus, special project financing and professional installation with Install Plus. Hurry, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find the Lumber Liquidators store near you today.
Former President Obama is going to be in New Jersey today, rallying support for the Democratic candidate for governor there. Then he'll be moving to Richmond, Virginia to do the same for the Democrat there, Ralph Northam, who's running for governor against Republican Ed Gillespie. The event's marking the first time Obama's hitting the campaign trail since he left the White House. Like many U.S. cities, New York is putting in its bid in the hopes Amazon will bring its second headquarters to the Big Apple. Scott Pringle reports.
Well, the city is competing against pretty much the rest of the country for Amazon's second headquarters and its 50,000 new jobs. However, the Big Apple not offering tax incentives like some other places, like neighboring New Jersey. Well, Mayor de Blasio, he says the city's talent and incredible diversity are strengths that you just can't buy with tax breaks. And the city boasted to Amazon in submitting its bid about having the largest tech workforce. Officials also lit up the Empire State Building and some other buildings in Orange last night in an effort to impress Amazon.
And both the American and National Leagues are now just a game away from wrapping up their championships, as the New York Yankees started Wednesday's action with a 5-0 shutout of the Houston Astros. Game 6 is in Houston on Friday. In that one, the Chicago Cubs staving off elimination as they grabbed the 3-2 win over the L.A. Dodgers yesterday. The Dodgers hoping to close it out, though, today at Wrigley Field in Chicago. And you can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addiction, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarollcounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
On today's program, I'll have the number one rule for responding to negative reviews online. I'll have tips on how to use social media with a purpose, how you can maintain a good reputation on social media, and how to make Google My Business work for you in 30 minutes or less. It's Thursday, October 21st, 2017, and I'll have all that and more right now on Taking Care of Business.
Taking care of business every day. Taking care of business.
Well, good afternoon, everybody. My name is Jim Gano, and this program is called Taking Care of Business. And for the next hour, we're going to talk about issues affecting businesses large and small here in the borough of Flemington in beautiful Hunterdon County, New Jersey. and on the national scene as well. But before we do that, it's time to take a look at the weather. It's currently 63 beautiful degrees here in Flemington at 12:06. And the forecast shows today, tomorrow, Saturday, all beautiful days. It's going to be sunny and warmer with a high of 72 today and a low of 47. For tomorrow, it'll be more of the same with a high of 72 and a low of 45. Saturday, it'll be sunny, a little warmer, a high of 76 and a low of 49. And for Sunday, it'll be partly cloudy with a high of 74 and a low of 53. And a current check of the financial market shows the Dow is currently down 45 points to 23,112.60 after reaching record territory yesterday. The NASDAQ down 41.94 to 6582.28. S&P 500 is down 5.83 to 2555.43. Oil is down 41 cents to $51.63 per barrel. And gold is up $6.80 to $1,289.80 an ounce. I want to thank Mark Whitner for watching today. And anybody who's watching on Facebook Live, you can now listen to the rest of the program at www.huntertonchamberradio.com. Have a great day. Alrighty, well, it is Thursday. It's a little after noon o'clock, and that can only mean one thing. It's time for another edition of Taking Care of Business, and I am your host, Jim Gano. So glad you could join me as we get together every week at this time to talk about business and what it is that interests us about business and things affecting our businesses, both locally here in Flemington and on the national scene as well. So let's get right into it. Let me take care of a couple housekeeping issues here. So many technical gadgets. When I first started in radio, we didn't have all this. You had to queue up turntables and push buttons and things like that. Now everything is digital, so I got to remember what all these buttons do. But again, it's great to be here. We're celebrating our 6th anniversary this month, so glad that you've stuck it out and stuck with us throughout all of that time. And hope that you're tuning into other programs here at HuntertonChamberRadio.com. If you have a new digital player, a lot of the cars are being shipped with digital players. You can also catch this station there at WHCRDB. If you're listening online, of course, we want you to go open up another URL page, open up your Facebook page, and search for Taking Care of Business with Jim Gano, and like and follow that page. You'll get updates throughout the week on either upcoming show topics or things that are affecting business, etc. Yesterday we posted that the Dow had reached the 23,000 point mark. And so just to keep people apprised of what's going on. If something's important that's going to happen and affect you or your business, we want you to know about it, and we want you to know about it here first. So use this as a resource. At this time, we always do what we call the business quote of the week. And the business quote of the week can come to us from anybody, from movie stars, celebrities, sports stars, business people, the Pope. It doesn't matter. If it's applicable to life and you can make it applicable to business, then I bring it to you here. It's called the Business Quote of the Week. And this week it comes from Zig Ziglar, who says, "Don't be distracted by criticism. Remember, the only taste of success some people get is to take a bite out of you." I really, when I saw that as I was preparing the show last night, I really liked it, because how many times have you seen when you have somebody who's successful, very often people will say, "Oh, he's so lucky. Oh, she's so lucky. They were in the right place at the right time," you know, and a lot of people have said that, you know, "I became an overnight success. It just took me 10 years," kind of thing. But have you ever reached a certain level of success and then all of a sudden the critics just come out of the woodwork and they start chipping away at it? And we see it in real life every day. Somebody becomes successful, naturally there has to be an investigation. What is wrong with this person? There has to be something wrong with him or her that got them to the top. And so don't be distracted by criticism. Remember, the only taste of success that some people get is to take a bite out of you. There are a lot of people that I've talked to when I work with businesses doing turnarounds and things like that, or if I'm consulting them on how to improve their business, where it's almost as if there's a failure to launch. There's a fear, if you will, And when we really delve down deep, and if I get people to really open up and talk to me, which very often I do, it really comes down to they don't want to put themselves out there. I always tell them there has to be two yous. There's the guy who or the woman who goes home, spends time with their family, their wife, their husband, their kids, spends time with their friends, totally separate from work. And then there's the work you, the one that's always on. And I remember a couple weeks ago I did the story that I prefaced with the title of the book by Dan Rather called The Camera Never Blinks, where you're on. You have to perform, if you will, all day long. And when I mentioned this to someone recently, they said, well, I don't really like doing that because if I do that, then people will criticize me. They'll pick apart what I do. And I was like, well, that's great because it means you're doing something that they're not. Always be willing to do more than your competition. I have said this I don't know how many times over the last 6 years. Always be willing to work harder, work smarter, work longer than your competition is. Market harder, market better, do different things. Bring new products to the market. Expand your product line. Diversify your portfolio of products that you're going to offer. When something's new, be the first to go after it. But again, adding more revenue streams is huge. And your competition very often isn't doing it. They can't afford to do it. They don't want to do it. It's going to be too much effort for them to do it. So if you want to be successful and you want to grow your business, then you do it. And go ahead. Let them say what they're going to say. It's pretty much pent-up jealousy and things like that. It's nothing personal against you, and you know you should never take it personally. If someone criticizes your business, don't take it personally. Don't go on the attack. Just say, I think that you know, in this instance, when people start calling you lucky, when people say that you were in the right place at the right time, you know the effort that went into it, so who cares what anybody says about you. All right, let's talk about when we talk about people and criticizing you, you may get a bad online review. So let's talk about the number one rule in responding to bad online reviews. Now, I've talked about this because I'm seeing more and more where people are starting to get into kind of like typewritten fist fights, if you will, between customer and business owner when it comes to an online review. Customer will say something. Owner says, I've got to respond. This guy's wrong, or I hate this person. I've got to blast him back. It's not the right way to handle it. So responding to negative online reviews validates the customer's need to be heard. So let them know that your small business is listening to their complaints. Every small business owner knows the horror of an online review, whether on Yelp, Angie's List, Amazon, Facebook, or Google. The sting of a bad review can stick with you for days. And if you ignore them or delete them, chances are they'll only get worse. The number one rule of responding to bad reviews is this: be quick about it. Approach bad reviews as opportunities to demonstrate your customer service, and you'll likely win over any frustrated customers. And what frustrates customers most? Being ignored or left waiting for proper service. Take Dupre Steam Cleaners, for example. The company sells steam appliances in 6 countries through 6 different websites. Their staff monitors digital media constantly to provide quick responses to customers who publicly voice their dissatisfaction. They recently had a frustrated customer post something negative about the company on Facebook, Instagram, Amazon, and Twitter. Within minutes of her post, the company called her to resolve the issue. Within 10 minutes, we had her convinced we were the best product in the industry, said Sebastian Dupre, Dupre's president and CEO. The thing that impressed her the most was that as soon as we saw these things on social media, we were speaking on the phone in 3 or 4 minutes. That level of digital review monitoring takes time, it takes consistent effort, and it takes the patience to remember that you're dealing with real people and to deliver customer service that meets your company standards online and off. Many companies seem to feel putting 2 hours a day into social media customer care is going to get them places, but it's a 7-day-a-week, 24-hour-a-day job, says Dupre. Someone has to be monitoring. Even business owners crunched for time can follow this 3-step plan to deliver timely responses. The first is to monitor. Set up notifications on your Facebook page and any other platform you use to interact with customers or sell online. Contact is the second. Reach out to the frustrated customer immediately with a message letting them know that you've received their complaint and you're working to resolve it. Do so by phone if possible, Dupre recommended. And finally, follow up. That was last week's business quote of the week. In golf, as in life, it's the follow-through that makes the difference. Keep in touch with your customer to resolve their issue, and if appropriate, offer something complimentary for their time. This will increase the likelihood that they'll keep buying from you and stop trashing you online. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntertonChamberRadio.com. I'm going to take our first break. When we come back, we're going to have five tips for evaluating your small business social media marketing. We'll be right back.
This is Chamber President Chris Phelan inviting you to the 29th Annual Business and Home Expo with our Restaurant Showcase. This wonderful event will happen on Thursday, November 9th at our new location, Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington from 2 to 7 p.m. If you're a business or organization and would like to participate, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at huntertonchamber.org.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access the top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
And I've been taking care of business every day. Taking care of business every way. I've been taking care of business. It's all mine. Taking care of business and working overtime will help me.
You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntertonChamberRadio.com. So glad you could join me. So glad we can get together on this beautiful Thursday afternoon. And it looks like we got a little stretch here of a couple of nice days. So get out there and enjoy it. Maybe rake the leaves. I don't know if that's something you enjoy, but at least get out there and have some fun. I was thinking of all the things I have to do at my house to get it ready for the winter. And then I was thinking of all the things I have to do at my son's house to get ready for them to move in. As we've been rebuilding this house up in Pittstown, we're getting closer, but man, there's still a lot of work to do. And I don't know if the work at my house is getting done. It's been a blast working on this house. You feel like you're in an episode of Fixer Upper or First Time Flippers or something. And they're not flipping the house. Brandon and Michelle are going to be living in it. But wow, just a ton of work. We're there every night. We're there every weekend. And there's times when I literally have to remind myself, oh, yeah, I should probably cut my lawn. But we're having a great time doing it. Before the break, I mentioned I was going to have five tips to evaluating your small business social media marketing. Now, this is a topic that we come back to a lot here on the program. And I do it because it's probably the least expensive method that you can use to promote your business. Rule number one, always be promoting. And it's also easier than you think. And it doesn't require a whole lot of thought. But the reach, the audience reach, particularly on Facebook ads, is huge. So when was the last time that you evaluated your small business social media marketing strategy? Now that we're pretty much almost done with 2017, it's a good time as any to take a look back, assess, and see where you can make some improvements to end the year on a high note. So ask yourself these five social media questions that I think are essential for small business growth, great customer service, and cost-effective marketing. Is your current social media presence the right one? Your business might be active on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest, Snapchat, LinkedIn, and others, but ask yourself, is this the right strategy? Are you seeing the returns that you want on all of your social media sites or just some? The key is to know where your customers are active. You don't want to promote your business services or products where they are not. Don't waste your time and resources, especially if you're using paid social. Limit yourself to where your audience lives and what is manageable for you or your staff to handle. Remember, social media isn't a one-and-done deal. It needs constant nurturing. So don't create a social media page for the sake of creating one. Every page should have a business purpose. The second topic here is your social page set up to sell? To use your social media page like a landing page for your website to boost your sales. Social media sites have integrated ways for you to sell your product or promote your service very deliberately. This is a great way for you to encourage a transaction, offer coupons, or get a phone call or email without having a potential customer dropping off on the way to your website. For example, you can set up your business's Facebook page templates to one of eight, which includes optimizations for business, services, restaurants and cafes, and shopping. So check out your page's settings and then go to Edit Page to see your options. Just remember, make sure you have someone, if it's not you, monitoring your page for direct messages, post comments, and reviews. Social media is all about engagements and fostering relationships. That's how you can make customer service work on social media, responding in real time. This makes it easy for potential customers to become repeat customers. The fewest amount of steps between fan to customer with great service, the better. Are you posting content often enough? The dreaded question. As a small business owner, you don't want to spend time thinking about what you should post on your social channels each day. You just want to run your business. As a best practice, you should post at least once per day, depending on the platform. But it doesn't have to be brain-racking or time-consuming. So here are a few tips for posting on your small business's social media. First, know that visual content is the best way to reach the majority of your fans organically, i.e. without spending money. Take pictures and videos of your products, team members, and encourage your customers to submit content as well. That's called user-generated content, or UGC. You can screenshot good reviews and share those, or connect with local influencers or bloggers to write about your business, and as a thank you, you can share their content occasionally. Second, for the content that you do want to post, invest in a marketing budget, friendly social media content management tool like AgoraPulse. You can delegate a savvy team member to take care of scheduling weekly content ahead of time if you are using multiple channels. Facebook has its own scheduling tool built in if you prefer to use that, and it's perfectly okay to reshare content every few months, especially if it already resonated with your audience. Good examples of this are daily hashtags like hashtag Throwback Thursday or hashtag TBT. Not only are you reusing content every Thursday, you are taking advantage of a trend and making your content searchable to the greater public. Are you taking advantage of your email list? Now, if you haven't made the connection between your established audiences, you need to start that now. Uploading your customer list and newsletter subscribers to your social media business pages is the best way to send cohesive communications across your marketing channels. Wouldn't it be great to send a newsletter, a direct mail flyer, or a social media ad with the same content? This shows coordination. You can also use uploaded email lists to reward current customers with a coupon, or even better, retarget customers or website visitors. Make sure you have cookies on your site who haven't shopped in a while or haven't made that crucial first purchase. Are you growing your email list on social media with lead generation? Now, this is all great, you may say, but how do you grow your email list using social media? On Facebook, for instance, once your email lists are uploaded, you can create lookalike audiences. What Facebook does is use what data it has about the emails you uploaded, and it finds other profiles like it. If customer A shops at your store, then lookalike customer A might be interested in your product or service too. In addition to your email list, you have the ability to create audiences based on interests, purchase behavior, geolocation, age, and more. To best do this, think of your average customer and what they are interested in. For example, if you're selling fly fishing paraphernalia, an interested audience would indeed be fishermen and fisherwomen, but you may also find that kayakers, canoers, hikers, and other people are interested in outdoor activities will be interested in your products too. So you can get as broad and as detailed as you want. Once you have that audience created, you can set up lead generation ads to collect emails from this group. Facebook has a very easy lead generation form where you can collect as much or as little information from your new lead as you'd like. Here's a tip from the pros. Less is more, but if you are selling fly fishing items along with a name and email, you can also ask questions about their favorite fly reel brand or something specific to fly fishing. You can download leads directly from Facebook, or you can connect your CMS to Facebook, so each time a person signs up, they automatically are added to your list. There is so much opportunity to be had as a small business on social media. I hope that these tips will be helpful for you. So again, reach the people who matter to you, like custom audiences. You want to connect with the people who have already shown an interest in your business or product with custom audience. You can create an audience from your customer contacts, your website traffic, or your mobile app. Lookalike audiences are reaching new people who are similar to audiences you already care about. You can create a lookalike audience on people who like your page, conversion pixels, or any other existing custom audiences. And saved audiences. Save your commonly used targeting options for easy reuse. Choose your demographics, your interests, your behaviors, and save them for future use. You'll be glad you did. We've been doing this more and more with Facebook ads. We've recently gotten back into, in earnest, our email newsletters. And there's that engagement with people that I think I was missing there for a little bit. People want to hear from us. They want to hear what's going on at the store, on our personal lives and things like that, because they connect with us. You know, they consider themselves friends, and we consider them the same thing. But that's where being in contact with them and letting them know what's going on, whether it's a new item, a new service, or a new product that you're going to be selling, is so helpful, because that gets the word out. Encourage them to get the word out. All right. Where are we at in the program? And by the way, you're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntingtonChamberRadio.com. We're coming up on our next break. But before we do, I got a good story here for you. And this is something that a lot of people, when I talk to them, aren't really familiar with, so I want to go into it. There is something out there in the social media world called Google My Business. This is something that if you are a business owner, you need to be looking at. So you can feel free to open a new tab and hit Google My Business. Here, what you want to do is claim and verify your small business listing with Google My Business. It's key for showing up in local searches and appearing on Google Maps, including adding pictures of your business. So how can you make Google My Business work for you? You can do so in about 30 minutes or less. Google wants you to connect with the right customers. What a load of bull, you might be thinking, if you struggle to get the search engine to point people to your company website. But it really is in Google's interest to provide internet searchers with the products and services that they're actually looking for, especially from businesses nearby. That's where Google My Business comes in. Google is rolling out new Google Maps and local search features designed to erase the dividing line between the digital world and the physical world, especially for smartphone users. Now, to take advantage of these new features like promoted maps, pins, and robust business profiles, get to work claiming and verifying your company listing on Google My Business. Do so in your business NAP, which is your name, address, and phone number. Website, customer reviews, and photos will appear on the right side of a Google search for your business, hopefully broader searches for similar products and services offered in your city. There is, however, one caveat. If you're not using an automatic listing tool, expect a 7 to 10 day wait for Google to verify your business info by mail. Your Google My Business listing will integrate into Google Maps and local searches. Follow these steps to set up your Google listing in about 30 minutes or less. First, search your business name in the Google My Business search bar. If your business information is already in Google's system, it will appear on your screen with a request to verify the contact email on file for the account. If you find someone else has claimed your business listing, Google will walk you through a series of steps to reclaim it as your own. Be warned, though, an additional step will arise if someone has already claimed your listing. To lock down ownership of your listing and protect your business's identity, you'll need to request a transfer of listing ownership. If your listing has been claimed by an employee or marketing vendor, you can simply ask that person to add you to the account as a listing manager. Once your listing is claimed or added, verified, and published, it can begin driving customers to your company through Google Maps and Google Search. That last tip there about claiming your information, that's a new trend. I don't want to call them hackers, but a lot of, you know, nefarious people are claiming the listing for your business, figuring you'll get around to it someday. And then when you want it back, when you want to take control over it, they're going to charge you for it. And it's anywhere from $50 to $500. So you want to make sure you claim it. Not a bad idea to do it today. Number two, if Google has no information on your business, follow the series of prompts to add your listing to the site. Have any photos, videos, or logos ready to upload into your Google My Business dashboard. The final step in the initial process is verifying your business information. Google will recommend verifying by postcard, though some businesses may be able to verify by telephone, email, or through instant verification. Follow the prompts to determine the method of verification that's right for you. Remember, unless you're using an automated listing tool, your profile won't appear online until you've completed the verification process. So everybody's homework assignment between now and next week is to claim your business.
It's not that there's not an urgency. It's not that what's in it doesn't meet the demands of the storm.
Florida Senator Marco Rubio this morning at a press conference with the governor of Puerto Rico calling for more aid for the island. The governor said he's just asking for more help from the federal government.
Our call is, again, for Congress to take action, to take strong action, so that we can get the resources appropriate.
President Trump again calling out the media, saying they are failing in its coverage of a 2010 uranium deal involving the Clintons and the Obama administration. Trump noted this morning, uranium deal to Russia with Clinton help and Obama administration knowledge is the biggest story the fake media doesn't want to follow. Last week, a report surfaced the FBI uncovered evidence of Russia-connected bribery, kickbacks, and extortion before the Obama White House signed off on a deal to give Moscow some American uranium. USA Radio News.
What's not to love about October? Fall weather, fall fashions, pumpkin spice, Halloween, and Ovation Cell Therapy's free shipping offer. Nice. Now you can get vibrant, healthy hair that looks like you've just left the salon every day with free delivery to your door. The amazing Ovation Cell Therapy treatment delivers vital proteins and key nutrients to your hair and scalp, resulting in noticeably thicker, stronger, longer, and healthier looking hair. Guaranteed. There's nothing else like it and no better time to buy it. Ovation Cell Therapy is the third bottle in the shower you've been missing, and you can get it now with free shipping at ovationhair.com. New customers get a special introductory discount when you select USA Radio in the survey at checkout, plus free shipping. That's ovationhair.com. Remember, select USA Radio at checkout. Get salon quality hair every day. Ovation really works.
And I've been taking care of business every day. Taking care of business every way. I've been taking care of business. It's all mine. Taking care of business and working overtime.
You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntertonChamberRadio.com. So glad you could join me. My name is Jim Gano. I'm the owner of Crown Trophy here in Flemington and the host of this program, Taking Care of Business, right here on HuntertonChamberRadio.com and WHCRDB. Been doing it for about 6 years now and love every Thursday getting together with you. Let's talk for a minute about a good reputation on social media. Now, you have a reputation outside of social media, what people think of you, when they hear your name, what are they thinking? Good guy, pain in the butt, things like that. Same thing happens on social media. What do people think of you, and who can be influencing what people think of you? So now that you're aware of the social media platforms that your customers use and you've created accounts on each of them, like Facebook, Pinterest, and Instagram, it's time to start thinking about how you're going to keep up appearances. Your online reputation is invaluable. You can't just put up a profile picture and post a new message every blue moon and hope for the best. You need to work at maintaining communication and a good relationship with your followers on social media. Here's how the experts go about it. Rule number one is respond. Don't let your account sit there. If someone posts a question, a comment, even a bad review, it's vital that you respond. Leaving it unattended sends a stronger message than a customer's negative comment ever could. So make sure to check your accounts every day. Number two, be proactive. Customers often use social media channels to reach out with concerns and complaints. So stay as far ahead of them as you can by setting up alerts and monitoring all of your channels. If you have an unhappy customer, make sure you're tracking conversations using tools like Google Alerts or the Socially Buzz app. You'll know about these negative experiences before they spread like wildfire, says Andre Kay, who's the CEO and founder of Socially Buzz, and develop a plan on how you would handle negative reviews. Number three, find them. Choose the best social channels. Choosing the best social channel is essential. You want to utilize the channels that your customers are using. Because social media is an investment of time and or money, you may want to make sure that you're on the right platforms for your businesses so you reap the dividends as well, said Gretchen Roberts, who's the founder of Smoky Labs. Choosing the right channels is also a part of establishing a good reputation. If you sell technical products for aerospace engineers, you probably shouldn't invest too much time in Facebook or Instagram, but rather Twitter or LinkedIn might be the proper platform. If you sell consumer products, a professional LinkedIn group isn't an ideal channel for engaging. Find influential people and businesses in your industry that you want to connect with and like them, follow them, and send them personal messages to help create a rapport. Once a connection is made, they're more likely to follow you back, helping to beef up your brand's authority. You need to connect with the right people, especially those who set the trends on the platform, suggested Angelique Pivion, who's the owner of the Good Thinking Agency. This will teach you what content garners the most attention and put you on the map. Quality content is key to gaining a loyal following, and it's the only way to show your value. Number four, promote them. Now, whether you're on Twitter or Facebook or the multitude of other social platforms, it's not just about self-promotion, but also about helping out your network of customers and influencers. Promote them as readily as you promote your own business, and this helps build both trust and engagement. Be generous and genuine with your coverage of them, especially if they do something really well, said David Mercer, who's the founder of SME Pals. Make sure to let them know that you have blogged, tweeted, or posted about them so that they can share your brand to their community. A small business should share, retweet, and promote other people in their network as much as they promote themselves on social media, advised Jennifer Lynn Robinson, who's the CEO at Purposeful Networking. Also, it's very important to offer value or substantive content to your followers and not just blast your services or specials out there. And keep it social by commenting and engaging with people online. Rule number five, engage them. The first step in engaging people is having a high likability factor. It goes a long way when you're trying to spread your brand's message and grow your followers. Put your best out there. Mind your P's and Q's, just like Mom always said, and maintain civility. In a world drowning in online negativity, being kind and expressing sympathy and empathy can go a lot farther than trying to out-insult one another. But don't overshare. It's good to keep your posts a bit personal, but giving too much information about yourself, deviating from what your business concentrates on, or worst of all, complaining about personal problems will be the fastest way to drive away followers. Keep it simple, on track, and positive, said Sarah Mullins, who's the owner of Faya Candles. You also want to let your personality shine. Now, after perfecting the niceness component, don't forget to let your personality and your business's personality come through. You can be far more casual on social media than you would be if you were writing a grant proposal or a business white paper. And number seven, no lackluster posts. Don't post for the simple sake of posting. Make it meaningful, make it your own, and make it a quality post. Pay close attention to the content that appears on your accounts. It is directly tied in with your business. It should be accurate, factual, and high quality in general, recommended David Bakey, who's the social media expert at Money Crashers. Do not make the mistake of creating a social media content schedule and then post subpar articles or updates just to satisfy the calendar. Figure out how much well-written content can be produced and build your schedule around that. Never haphazardly send out an update or post just for the sake of doing so. Rule 8, this is the most important, it's not all about you. Too many sales pitches will send up red flags to followers, and your social media accounts will end up looking like spam. Before long, your followers will start dropping like flies. Don't use social media as a blowhorn to spew your advertisement, said Lisa Chu, who's the owner of Black and Bianco Children's Formal Wear. It will be viewed as spam, and your social media credibility will drop into oblivion. Interacting with your audience will give your business an opportunity to showcase your credibility and knowledge in your industry. Being genuine and authentic is the key to maintaining a great business social media presence. So as you work on your social media reputation, keep in mind that building and maintaining a solid relationship with followers takes time and commitment. But once you've achieved a solid foundation, this digital footprint will allow customers to easily find and connect with you and your business. So again, you know, I know that I always say rule number one, always be promoting. That's true. You always have to promote yourself, your business, things like that. But don't forget, share the wealth a little bit and promote others around you who are doing good things. If a business does a great thing in the community, let people know it. If a business is expanding, it's a friend of yours, again, let people know so that they can also share it. And you may find that your customers don't know about that business, and now they do. And then when they go there, maybe their customers, they'll cross-promote you, and then their customers will become customers of yours. All right. What to do? So many stories, so little time. Let's go with this one. We've been talking a lot about social media today, and so I want to continue that theme. And that's, how do you use social media with a purpose? Now, social media can be a powerful marketing tool, but it can also be a waste of time and money if you don't approach it with a smart business strategy. Facebook holds a special place in Emily Smith's heart. Smith and her mother and sister used the social media platform in 2009 to help reopen their family bakery after it was closed by another branch of the family. The women shared on Facebook the steps they were taking to relaunch the original goodie shop. They even sold shirts through the page to help raise money for the effort. "We've been on Facebook ever since," Smith said. "Today, the bakery promotes specials, shares its charity work, and interacts with customers on the social platform." After years of concentrating solely on Facebook, Smith is now eyeing Instagram, recognizing that the app's users appreciate quality photos. She recently hired a photographer to do a photo shoot of the store and its baked goods. Recognizing that the app's users appreciate quality photos, she recently hired that photographer to take better pictures so that they would have a big batch of photos that they can leak slowly on Instagram. "Smith's strategy is a sound one," said Deb Thompson, who's the co-founder of Social Influencer Media. She advocates working on two platforms. "Find your two and do them well," she said. "It's important to have a strategic approach to social media," adds Tanya Prater, the co-founder of Social Influencer Media. "It helps to have goals in mind because then you will think about your brand, and that will help you decide what platform and content you're going to use or not going to use. When done right, social media can be a powerful way to advertise your business," the experts say. "But if you're on the wrong sites or sharing the wrong content, then it's just a wasted effort, costing small business owners valuable time and marketing dollars. Spend time thinking about what differentiates your business and how you will share that," advised Joe Fargo, who is the director of interactive marketing for Experience Columbus. "Creating a lens that you filter your messages through will give it consistency and make sure that it reaches the right audiences. Make sure you know your story," he said. "Here are the experts' tips for getting the biggest impact from social media marketing without wasting your time and money. First, set goals. Decide what you hope to achieve by joining a platform and how you will measure your success. Determine your audience. Different social media platforms appeal to different segments of the population. Research the demographics of each to see which gels with your business. And don't be shy about asking your customers where they are on social media. Use the platform consistently. It's not necessary to post multiple times a day or even every day, but it's important to have a routine so your followers know what to expect. Consider your content. Develop a calendar that can help focus your messaging. Also, consider adopting a pattern for the content, something like adding a photo one day, asking a question the following day, and sharing an article the next. Pay attention to voice and tone. Make sure the content you share is authentic to your brand. Engage with those who interact with you. It's important to build a rapport with your online community by replying to commenters, sharing the work of others, and doing more than just pushing your message out. It's best to reply to people within 24 hours. And find your ambassadors. Engage with the people who regularly comment on and share your updates. These active users can really help you grow your company's following. Use all the resources that a platform offers. Take full advantage of every platform the businesses use by employing all of its features. If you're using Instagram, create Instagram stories, the mini videos that disappear after 24 hours. On Facebook, find ways to incorporate Facebook Live into your media plan. Study the numbers. Make sure you use and understand the analytics provided by the various platforms as well as the traffic on your website to determine what works with your audience. And pay attention to changes within social media. Google, Facebook, and other websites are continually changing and honing their algorithms to determine what information rises to the top of the followers' news feeds. Find some trusted experts who study these trends and spend some time each month reading about changes in the industry. So there you have that on working with how you can improve your social media presence. And again, I'm amazed that there are so many businesses that will call me for help, but they don't do any marketing, and the marketing that they're doing really, you know, isn't targeted toward the right people. So again, if you can do it, you want to make sure that you're doing it in the right places. And that's where it comes back to asking your customers where they are on social media. Most people are going to say they have a Facebook account. There's 1.8 billion users on Facebook. So if they are, make sure they will. I read an article on the air a couple of weeks ago. I just want to get to this real quick about if you get a person who writes you an email and compliments you on your service or your product, ask them to then also engage that on your Facebook page. And I had a gentleman this week that wrote a great review for us. He needed a plaque. He needed it like now for a presentation that evening. We stopped what we were doing. We did it. And he wrote a beautiful email to us about how great the service was. He CC'd just about everybody in his company. And I said, really, I responded right back. I said, thank you for those words. We really appreciate hearing that, you know, we did a good job for you. And, oh, by the way, could you visit our Facebook page and post comments there? And I gave him a link to our page for Crown Trophy of Flemington. He did that within 10 minutes. And so it's great to have that kind of relationship with people where they'll do that for you. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on 100inchamberradio.com. When we come back, we're going to talk about the five critical elements that every small business website needs.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime. And selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 and Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, 100inchamberradio.com, brought to you by the 100in County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
100in Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
And I've been taking care of business every day. Taking care of business every way. I've been taking care of business. It's all mine. Taking care of business and working overtime. Work out.
listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntingtonChamberRadio.com. You lucky dog, you. You thought I forgot, didn't you? All right, back to the program. My name is Jim Gano, the host of Taking Care of Business. So glad you could join me. And again, listen to all the programs here at Huntington Chamber Radio. This is a great resource for you, and hopefully you're taking advantage of that. And we have lawyers, we have plumbers, we have home improvement people, we have accountants. So make sure that you're tuning in to any interest, any areas of interest for you, and then hopefully you'll be able to walk away maybe just a little bit smarter as a result. Before the break, I mentioned five critical elements every small business website needs. And I want you to do this little assignment over the course of the next week. As you go to different web pages, websites over the next week, think about these five points and whether or not the company that you're looking into has this information. Because so many of them are lacking, and it gets frustrating. Yesterday, I tried to call one of my vendors. Didn't have their phone number handy, looked on my cell phone, went to their website, could not find a contact phone number. Eventually, I had to settle for sending them an email, and someone finally called me back. But there are five critical elements that every small business website needs, and with the right elements in place, your small business website should be a powerful tool to promote your brand and drive sales. Your website is one of your most powerful, important business assets. It represents your brand. It drives sales, it shares social proof, and more. That is, if you have all the right elements in place. So keep the following in mind as you build a new website or assess your current one. Sometimes a few small changes are all you need to get your website where it should be. The first one, and most important one, is the contact page. Your contact page is one of the four most important pages on your website, according to HubSpot. There are two reasons for that. Small businesses are forever playing the trust me game. Many consumers already trust big-name brands and those that they're loyal to. One way to make them trust you is to have your contact information readily available, including email, phone number, and business address. Note that these need to be the same across all online properties, social sites, business listings, and your websites, or you risk losing the trust, especially the business address. When I'm dealing with a promotional products vendor, I need to know where they're located. Very simple. If you're in Miami, that's probably a 2 to 3 day ship. If you're in Texas, it's a 3 day ship. If you're in Los Angeles, it's a 5 day ship. Do I have that time built into the project? So make sure that you have name, address, and email contact, and as well as phone number. You never know who's visiting your website, from shoppers to investors. And if you don't have a contact page, it creates unnecessary friction when people want to get in contact with you. Instead of looking elsewhere for your email or phone number, they may just leave your site altogether and look for another business. Also, testimonials. Now, testimonials can make or break sales for you, and study after study has proven their value to small businesses. Bright Local's 2016 Local Consumer Review Survey found that 84% of people trust online reviews as much as a personal recommendation, and 74% of consumers said that a positive review makes them trust a local business more. To get the most out of your testimonials, however, you have to design and display them effectively. With the popularity of video on the rise, video testimonials are a great investment. Not only can you display them on your website, but you can share them on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter as well, allowing you to get the most mileage from each one. If you're not ready for video testimonials, be sure to include a photo of the person, which boosts the emotional connection consumers have with the review. Also, you need to be mobile-friendly in your design. In our mobile world, if your website isn't optimized for mobile, you risk losing customers every time they land on your site from a mobile device. Why do you care? Consumers now spend 5 hours per day on their phone. Tablet users spend 20% more money than those purchasing from a computer or laptop. 78% of mobile searches for business information end in a purchase. Now, luckily, ensuring your website is mobile-friendly isn't hard. If you're using a WordPress template, it's likely optimized for mobile already. To double-check, view your website using a variety of mobile devices, your tablet, your iPhone, Android, and see how the elements line up. Then ask yourself, is this site easy to navigate? Are elements of the page out of order or improperly sized? Are the menus easy to access and use? Are the e-commerce pages easy to use? If you don't have a web developer on staff, use a freelance developer, and you can find someone for an affordable rate on Upwork or a similar site. Your SEO pages are exactly what they sound like, pages designed for SEO, search engine optimization, to drive traffic to your site based on related keywords. Now, while many years ago, keyword stuffing was all the rage, white hat SEO is the way to go now. So your SEO pages will need to provide value to your visitors. Think guides, calculators, tools, interactive content, and more. Here are a couple ideas to try. Have a coupon page, a guide page, ask quizzes, and once your pages are created, share them on your social platforms and via email to drive traffic. Slowly, you'll build value and with Google, and the page will rank in search. Also, your e-commerce pages. You have a business and you want to sell products or a service, the key is making it easy for customers to browse and purchase from you. This means if you're selling products, you may want to focus on making them available on your site rather than solely doing through a third-party seller. Choosing to use outside e-commerce sites such as Etsy or Amazon are sufficient, but in reality, this is just another barrier to purchase. The best option is to add online ordering or a shopping cart to the website with the help of a product such as PayPal, or invest extra money in developing and maintaining a fully integrated e-commerce store, said Zach Cutler, who's the founder and CEO of Cutler PR. Your website is just a few steps away from being a valuable asset to your business. If you use these tips and get it up to speed, driving more traffic and encourage more visitors to purchase with each upgrade. If it isn't your forte, pass the work on to your in-house team or a freelancer. But once it's done, you can rest easy knowing that online visitors are having an experience that represents your business. In sports, in Major League Baseball, in the playoffs, the Yankees defeated the Astros yesterday 5-0 and lead the series 3-2. The Cubs beat the Dodgers 3-2, and that series is now with the Dodgers leading 3-1. In the NFL, this is week 7 of the regular season. The 5-1 Philadelphia Eagles will take on the 3-2 Washington Redskins on Monday night. The off-the-schneid 1-5 New York Giants will play the 3-2 Seattle Seahawks, and the 3-3 New York Jets will take on the 3-2 Miami Dolphins. The NBA season has begun, but who really cares? And in college football, locally, Rutgers plays this week. The AP Top 10 had a major shakeup last week with several Top 10 teams losing, and it looks like this heading into Week 8. Alabama holds down the top spot, followed by Penn State, Georgia, TCU, and Wisconsin. The Ohio State University, Clemson, Miami of Florida, Oklahoma, and Oklahoma State round out the top 10. In NASCAR news, it was Brad Keselowski winning a wreck-filled race at Talladega last weekend to advance to the round of 8. This is week 6 of the NASCAR playoffs, and the race will be held Sunday at 3 p.m. at Kansas Motor Speedway. Well, as always, it's been my pleasure joining you today, and I always end the show with some great advice I got from my father when I was just 6 years old that guides me in my personal and professional life every day. Maybe it can help you in yours as well when he said, never let it rest until your good is better and your better is best. If you have ideas for upcoming programming topics or guests, email me at trophyjim@yahoo.com, or you can connect with me on LinkedIn, on Twitter at JimGaneau83, or on Facebook on our new page, Taking Care of Business with Jim Ganeau. I'm Jim Ganeau, and I'm taking care of business. Make it a productive week, everybody. And I've been taking care of business every day. Taking care of business.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
It's not that there's not an urgency. It's that what's in it doesn't meet the demands of the storm.
Florida Senator Marco Rubio this morning at a press conference with the governor of Puerto Rico calling for more aid for the island. The governor said he's just asking for more help from the federal government.
Our call is, again, for Congress to take action, to take strong action, so that we can get the resources appropriate.
President Trump again calling out the media, saying they are failing in its coverage of a 2010 uranium deal involving the Clintons and the Obama administration. Drum noted this morning, uranium deal to Russia with Clinton help and Obama administration knowledge is the biggest story the fake media doesn't want to follow. Last week, a report surfaced the FBI uncovered evidence of Russia-connected bribery, kickbacks, and extortion before the Obama White House signed off on a deal to give Moscow some American uranium. USA Radio News.
From the renowned author of The Harbinger and The Book of Mysteries, Jonathan Cahn brings his latest New York Times bestseller, A Mystery from the Ancient Middle East, foretelling the events of our time. The Paradigm, the ancient blueprint that holds the mystery of our times. In his most explosive book yet, Jonathan Cahn opens the master blueprint that is now unfolding. The Paradigm, the ancient blueprint that holds the mystery of our times. Available wherever fine books are sold.